Blog Talk Radio.
One time. Yo, all I need is one mic, one beat, one stage, one nigga front, my face on the front page. Only if I had one gun, one girl, and one crib, one God to show me how to do things his son did. Pure, like a cup of virgin blood, mixed with 151, one sip will make a nigga flip. Writing names on my hollow tips, plotting shit, mad violence, who I'm gon' body, this hood politics acknowledge it. Need bodies chopped up in garbages, seeds watch us, grow up and try to follow us, police watch us, roll up and try knocking us. One knee I duck, could it be my time is up? With my love I got up, the cop shot again. Bus stop glass burst, a fiend drops a Heineken. Ricocheting between the spots that I'm hiding in. Blacking out, I shoot back, fuck getting hit. This is my hood, I'm a rap to the death of it. So everybody come on, little niggas is grown. Look rats, don't abortion your wound. We need more warriors soon. Sit from the stars, sun and the moon. And it's like a police chase, a street sweepers and coppers. Sick up kids with no conscience, leaving victims with doctors. If you really think you ready to die, when nine's out, this is what nine's about, nigga, the time is now.
All I need is one mic.
All I need is one mic. That's all I need. All I need is one mic. All I need is one blunt, one page, and one pen, one prayer. Tell God, forgive me for one sin. Matter of fact, maybe more than one. Look back at all the hatred against me. Fuck all of them. Jesus died at age 33. That's 33 shots from twin Glocks and 16 apiece. That's 32, which means one of my guns was holding 17. 27 hit your crew, 6 went into you. Everybody gotta die sometime. Hope your funeral never gets shot up. Bullets tear through the innocent. Nothing is fair. Niggas roll up, shooting from wheelchairs. My heart is racing, tasting revenge in the air. I let this shit slide for too many years, too many times now. I'm strapped with a couple of Macs, too many nines. If y'all niggas really with me, get busy, load up the semis. Do more than just hold it, explode the clip until you empty. There's nothing in our way. They bust, we bust, they rush, we rush. Let's fly and feel it. I feel it in my gut that we take these bitches to war. Lie them down, cause we stronger now, my nigga. This time is now.
All I need is one mic.
All I need is one mic. All I need is one mic. That's all a nigga need to do his thing, you know. All I need is one mic. All I need is one life, one try. Yo, all I need is one mic, one beat, one stage, one nigga front, my face on.
Good evening, everyone. This is Lotta Hill Legend. We are live on the line here on August 24th, 2017, coming back to you with another amazing show here on www.blogtalkradio/speakonit11. Tonight we're here to talk about NFL predictions, NFL execs, State of the University of Miami, the NBA, entertainment with celebration, and also Colin Kaepernick and what else is going on in the world. Also, we have another segment that we'd like to run by everyone that got a lot of publicity last week. It is called Coon Time with Cornell. Cornell, you there?
Yeah, I'm here, man. I'm here.
Yeah, but we're gonna discuss Cornell's Coon of the Week. We can't say that on this show. This is our show. This is Blog Talk Radio. The views expressed by Cornell do not necessarily represent those of everyone else on this show. But those are his views, and we got a new segment, Coon Time with Cornell. It is very, very popular. Also, we're going to talk about the NFL and get into some NFL bowl predictions. Again, we're going to also talk about the high school high school game of the week with John Bosco from California versus the mighty, mighty St. Thomas Aquinas Raiders tomorrow night.
Yeah, Raiders. And,
that's right, all day. And the Ring of Honor also with the University of Miami in the Sports Hall of Fame. So please make sure that you stay tuned with us tonight. We got a hell of a show for you. And please, and don't ask us when we're going to do the Coon of the Week, because it will be the last thing done tonight. So you got to listen to the whole show. We'll be right back after a quick break.
Let the band deal with it. In my A staff. Old school. Okay, shut up. Okay, what's up? Shut up. Okay, what's up? Okay, shut up. Okay, they what's up? Shut up. Okay, what's up? Right around in my brand new 99 Fogo and Volvo. I got a pocket full of beans. Smoke a weed and ain't got no place to go, though. But all my bogan boys, they know, though. That's for sure, though.
Are those blue
and
white jeans you're wearing?
Hell nah, ho, you know they polos. I've been used again, accused again. This time been rolling top of something done by one of my using friends. Soon as they seen the bands, hit the season was in. Hell, cause they feeling me, but I understand and they reason being. See, but I'm the man for this. While y'all was doing fine, I was doing time just praying for this. Locked up, make a plan for this. Without all that fancy shit, way too advanced for this. Got polo socks, tank tops, and drawers up under my pants. Shit. Shut up, okay, what's up? 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 Shut up.
Okay, what's the baddest bitch? I've been real, been rich. That's right, okay, I've been down with tricks. Okay, that makes sense to me, cause if your money ain't right, you're speaking fresh to me. Mystery, don't play with me, or you can say Miss Bear, it's okay with me. You need a grand to speak to me. Okay, hey, you sure you wanna speak with me? Okay, you better be for sure, cause I done left niggas like you stuck before. Okay, you can ball with me, since you got a hot knock, spend it all with me. Okay, I know what's up, okay, I ride, shut up.
Okay, what's up, shut up, okay.
Everybody, we back. I got my host with me, Cornell, and also Celebration. We here. Y'all say what's up to everybody.
What's going on, everybody?
All right, yeah, we back here. We're on the air. First thing, we want to just get right into it. We're going to skip around a little bit. The University of Miami, starting quarterback, Malik Rozier. He is from Mobile, Alabama. Now, if y'all can remember when we did this show, I think it was 3 years ago, we did a show, and I stated plainly on that show that he had absolutely, positively no business playing for the University of Miami based on his high school video, his stats, and the fact that he is from Alabama and the University of Alabama was not recruiting him. I always wondered why Al Golden recruited this kid. People are reporting in camp that he is actually pretty good and that he beat out a highly touted incoming five-star freshman by the name of Nikosi Perry. I still stand by my statements, and I always will. I put on Facebook, to quote what I put on Facebook, I see that Malik Rozier is not starting for the University of Miami. I'm sure he would join the ranks of great UMQBs like Ja'Cory Harris, Scott Clement, Scott Covington,
prank cost of Brian Forte and the biggest bust of all, Alan Hall. And I also forgot one bus. Oh, I got cost on there, yeah. And also I forgot another bus by the name of Ryan Collins. So I'm sure he would join the ranks of all of those great UM
coochie. That's home team. That's my brother.
Mm-hmm. I know he is. I know Ryan Collins. That's your people. But he ain't do nothing. He ain't did nothing for the
Come
camera.
Come on, man. You
first
don't
off,
have to get off my people
Ryan
now.
Collins
now, don't do that. Don't do that. He did what he could.
You know what?
I love you, dog, Ryan. I ain't
going to
let him do you dirty, man. Go ahead, man.
I got all the respect in the world for Ryan Collins. Hell, he the offensive coordinator at my school. I got all the respect, but as far as quarterback play for the game, he's not ever – he would never be considered as one of the great ones.
No, but he never got a fair shake either, Tom.
That's right.
He got the piece.
Don't make me have him. I'm going to text him and tell him to call in, and y'all can go. Fight.
You can.
My Mortal Kombat voice.
Listen,
Mortal Kombat. Fight.
I have no problem debating my opinions with anybody that's an intellectual equal. Now, if you are intellectually inferior, then I hang up on you. I don't fool with you.
Nope.
But I have no problem debating my opinions with my intellectual equals. So, yeah, sure.
Go ahead, man.
You can call on in, and I'm going to stand by my comments.
I didn't dislike it, but
he will never ever be up there with Shaquin Dorsey. Put it this way, he's not up there with let me give you a good name. He ain't nowhere near Brock Berlin. Now, Brock Berlin was a ball player. Now, whether people like it or not, or understood it or not, Brock Berlin was nice. You know, he came around. Cal Wright, he was iffy. I remember more better times than I remember more good times than bad times with him, though. All those
we got to give
Brian
respect because he was the first black quarterback, to my knowledge, that started and, you know, had primetime visuals out there. He had optics out there. Ryan did his thing. He could have done better, but he did his thing. Yeah.
And I give him all the credit in the world for that. I do.
I honestly don't think he got a fair shake. I think he was better than the starting quarterback they had. Who was the starting quarterback?
Frank Coster.
It was Frank Coster. Yeah,
he's on my list. He's on my list.
I don't think he ever got a fair shake. I think he was a little bit before his time.
Like I said, he was okay. I mean, but he is memorable as the other ones. Nah, y'all remember him.
You don't think Rozier is gonna be a good quarterback?
No, not hardly. No.
You know what?
This is how I see
the Rozier thing. You put him out there early. If he starts to falter, then you can go to the freshman. But if he outperformed the guy and practice, then he earned the spot.
Well, he should outperform. He's been there for 3 years.
It don't matter why. But if he outperformed him, if it's close, you give it to the freshman. But if he clearly outplayed him, then the man earned the spot. You got to give him a chance. Now, they got a couple of easy games, and then they play Florida State. And the one game I did see him play, it wasn't too bad. He didn't play too bad against Duke. I mean, it was Duke, but, you know, it took 10 laterals to win that game. So he didn't cost them the game. You know, I think, you know, you got to give him a chance. I mean, you got to quit being so harsh on somebody's kid, man. These ain't professional players, man.
Is he better than my man who when you and I went down into the game, he threw the bomb to Philip Dorsett?
Stephen Morris?
Morris. Was he better than Morris?
Well, I don't know, Tommy.
Collins wasn't better than
Collins wasn't better
than
Oh,
Morris.
Was Ryan Collins? No,
he
wasn't.
Nah, he wasn't better than Morris now. Morris was a bad boy. He had an arm. He had an arm out this world. You know, Robert Morris had an arm out this world. But everybody, yep. Like I said, in my opinion, I'm going to stand by this because I've been saying this since the boy was in high school. Malik Rozier was a wing T option quarterback in high school. Barely had 1,000 yards rushing and passing. He played baseball. He was a very good baseball player. And for whatever reason, Golden, one of the few mistakes that Golden made as a coach.
One of the few mistakes.
One of the few mistakes he made as a coach. One of the few mistakes he made as a coach.
Yeah, okay.
Was getting the boy Mustang.
Yeah, okay.
Because
I let you have that since you was up there looking like the Kool-Aid man on the picture with him.
Hey, man, listen, we ain't going to even get into that. We ain't going to get into that right now. You know what? I don't want to bring that up because I don't want to be the cool of the week.
That's what I'm going to say, man. Don't make me do it.
I don't want you to put me down as that.
You sitting up there smiling with you, like you were twisting a hat up in your hand.
Hey, man, I was the head coach at the University of Miami. I do it with the one now. With Mark Rick, I already met him, and I met Randy Shannon once. And so, you know.
We all know how you feel about Randy Shannon.
But I get him. You'll see how he look in the movie. You know they're going to run through Bethune Cookman.
We know that.
Like water.
That we know.
Who's the second guy?
Mm-hmm. Nicosi Perry.
The second game.
The second game.
Second game is what's the name, man? Is it? Hold on, I'm gonna tell you in 1 second.
I know it's like a pot of
it's Florida State. No, it's Arkansas.
No, Florida State. The third game is
Florida State. Second game is Arkansas State.
No, I don't even think it's Arkansas. I think it's like Arkansas, some state or something like that.
That's it. It's Arkansas State. It's Arkansas State. I'm looking at it now. So you got Florida State. Miami enters at number 18.
You'll be able to tell. I give him 4 games. If he's struggling, he'll be replaced. But the man is
number 1.
So you gotta see what he can do.
Number 1 in my opinion. You ain't got time. You ain't got time to be fooling around. You got BCU, Arkansas State, then you got Florida State. After that, you got Toledo, Duke, and Georgia Tech. Miami should be either 6-0 or 5-1 at that point.
Right.
That's what they should be.
I say we go 11-1 this year.
I don't see 11-1. I'm sorry, I just don't.
Florida State, the only team I can see actually be mine.
I see potential losses at Tech. With Tech, who the hell is that breathing so goddamn loud? At Tech and Notre Dame. That's what I see.
Tech
okay,
and Notre Dame.
That's what I see. Tech and Notre Dame.
I give them 11-1. The worst, they'll lose 3 games. Maybe they'll get tripped up by Virginia Tech or North Carolina or something like that.
Well, you know what? Seems like Pittsburgh is pretty good this year, they saying too, so don't be surprised. Hey, look here, it's like this. It's not like the Miami of old. We 40-some years old. It ain't like when we was in high school, you could just guarantee a Miami win when they was playing anybody. Okay? So just look at it that way.
But I give them at least 2 more years before they're back yet.
You said how many more years before they're back?
About 2 more years.
Cornell, how long are we going to wait for Miami to be back?
Well, as long as it takes you, what you going to do? I'm saying after this year, next year, 2018, they will be playing for, at least in the playoffs.
Well, you got the players now. Because you got all the 5 stars.
You got to get rid of all the golden stuff.
Well, look here. You got a golden quarterback this year, sir.
Well, hey, so, you got to get rid of them all. I mean,
I got to agree with you on that. I mean, he's garbage. To me, he was garbage as garbage can be.
Well, you didn't watch the man in practice. So, you know, I got to trust the coach. I would trust him more than I trust Al Golden. Al Golden was the worst coach Miami ever had.
Well, you know what? He's the greatest. Well, you know what? Applause and all that aside, everybody got opinions.
At least the guy you can't stand had enough sense to use the guy who he recruited to do what he recruited him for, instead of taking guys who've been playing bump and run and 4-3 defense and stick them in a 3-4 defense and play off the ball. At least Randy Shannon had enough sense to use him for what he recruited him for. You turned Chad Thomas, a 5-star defensive end, to a defensive tackle.
He turned himself into that with his weight.
If you listen to Anthony Chicolo, Al Golden told all of them to gain weight.
Well, hey, guess what? He might have been going back to the old Jimmy Johnson way, where you make defensive ends inside guys, you make outside linebackers defensive ends, and so on and so forth.
That'd be nice if you were running a 4-3.
But if you
run 3-4. You got basically your lineman run stopping, and that wasn't what some guys weren't doing that in high school. Al Golden was the worst mistake Miami ever made.
I'm looking at Malik Rozier's huddle video. It looks like to me. Is the big kid playing against the little boys. I got a friend of mine from Alabama named Ralph. He's on my Facebook page, Ralph Miller. Ralph explained to me that in Alabama, if you play private school football, it's like playing 1A football in Florida. But the school he went to is like the St. Thomas of Alabama, yet they play private school football. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, but and that's how St. Thomas came to prominence.
Sir, that's not on the script, and that's not something we're gonna debate right here on this show.
Off script.
just understand. I know you still reeling from that 1991 55-0 whooping that St. Thomas put on Boyd Anderson High School.
Well, hey, y'all had all Boyd Anderson players, so you should have.
Oh, come on. I wasn't a Boyd Anderson player.
I never went to school there.
I don't know how y'all had VA players. Where were we doing
the
hurricane?
The hate is real.
We talk about that. So let's go.
There was only one player from Boyd Anderson, and that's Chris Gibson.
You were supposed to go there. Cameron was supposed to go there. Twan Russell was supposed to go there. They would never go in there. I told you what's going to happen one day out there. I ain't going to say it, but you know what I told you. I hope
Ooh,
it never happens, but that's what's going to happen, and they're going to run all y'all back out of there.
Ain't going to happen.
Hey, man, like I said, man, that ain't part of the script, but if you,
man.
I know you still reeling from that 55-0 whooping.
Man, move on.
That was put on there. So,
I know this is your
don't
show, but move on.
At private schools. Anyway,
after you rape and pillage the neighborhood.
Listen,
rape
man.
Rape and pillage? Man.
I mean, you make it sound like... You sound like this is a historical event.
It can be, but we ain't going to go there.
No, sir.
Well,
false narrative.
Well, that's great,
fake news.
That's a great segue into something that we wanted to talk about tonight, which is the mighty, mighty St. Thomas Aquinas Raiders versus
that's
John
right.
Bosco of California. This is a high school football game. The controversy uh-huh. that's coming in with this game is not only because it's two private schools that are playing that are similar in which they attract the best players in their area. But
say
this game
again.
Has gone this game has garnered so much attention that people are betting on this game on online gambling sites. St. Thomas Aquinas is a 10.5-point underdog on a certain website, which I won't name because, number one, they don't help us pay no bills, and, two, we ain't promoting
right.
no gambling around here either. But
that's the family
they are
show.
They are a 10.5-point underdog on a certain online website. My question to all everybody in the callers is this. Is this right to be betting on high school players? Because if I remember correctly, just a few years ago, there were some people in Broward County that got locked up for betting on kids.
Huh.
But is it okay to do this if it's online? I just wanted to bring that up. Where's the disparity? Where's the tack here, I should say? Anybody got any thoughts?
It's been happening, and it's going to continue to happen. They was betting on high school games when we were there. But you know what that was called? It was called dope boys. I mean, so they were betting on.
Yeah.
I mean, Rickards High School in Northwestern just played up here this past weekend, and guess what? There was 9,000 people in there, and they were betting on Rickards making the game alive. I mean, it's going to happen. So. Whether it's a sports site or whatever, it's going to happen. It's going to happen.
Well,
it's the nature of the beast.
Well, the point I'm trying to make is, it's okay to do it online, but then when the guys in Broward County were doing it, betting, they all got put in jail.
Were they betting on high school or were they betting on Optimus? Because you know they bet on Optimus. They start betting on them babies when they playing doggone flag, the doggone flag football, the 5-year-olds. They start betting early. But were they arrested for betting on public school games or Optimus League games? I forgot.
But they were betting on Optimus League games, according to the newspaper. Like I said, and I always say according to the newspaper now, because I ain't around here snitching. So I just want everybody to let that be known right now.
Right.
We know they do it.
They do it away from the field, and that's why they out there so passionate yelling and screaming at them little kids. But I don't think it's right. I don't think it's right on any level with children. I don't think that's right.
Well, like I said, I'm only going off what's on the TV. Now, that's what ESPN reported, that there were certain people gambling in Broward County. Well, my thing is, why they don't get these people that's gambling online on St. Thomas? You can go on
they
there right
to.
Now and place any bet you want to place on there. And if you win, you get paid, and it's illegal.
Is this a Vegas bet? Is this like big time? Since it's online, is it like a big time thing? Is it a big pool? Because I'm not trying to support it, but I don't think it's right.
Well, that's my question, and I just wonder, you know, how are they able to do it with everybody? I mean, I know in my neighborhood, you can go right up to a certain store, and you can go place a bet
right.
on any game you want to place, you know, but. You know, those people go to jail, but you do it online. These people don't get in no trouble. So, you know, just something to think about. Just a question I got. You know, like Cornell would say, we don't know nothing else. I don't know nothing else about nobody gambling, no.
And so, I ain't never Cornell, so I don't know.
Ain't no snitching over here. No, no.
Uh-huh.
So, Cornell, you never went to no Little League games or nothing?
Yeah, but hey man, I'm watching the game. I ain't seeing what whoever doing whatever. So I don't know.
Okay, sir. If you say so.
That's right.
All right, we gonna go to a quick break. We gonna come back with I can't believe they got me even saying this on there. We gonna come back with the coon of the week.
Coon of the week.
Just perceived coon of the week, whoever that is. So we're going to come back with that in a minute. He gonna give us our reason why, whoever he is, and pretty much I'm pretty sure I'm gonna disagree. So we gonna have an argument.
Wait. Run it.
So all right, we're gonna go to a quick break.
I get like niggas talk. Like niggas forgot about me? How could you do that? Yeah. Yeah. Jumpman, let me tell you something. Beyonce dance a circle, look what I accomplished. Niggas talk a bunch of nothing, then they don't do nothing. Chop a bullet, hit his body, it look like he crumpin'. Jumpman, these niggas be stuntin'. Say you sellin' dough, a partner, let's be honest. I need some proactive, cause all these niggas bumpin', hey. He wanna fight, but his bitch all up in my comments, hey. My mom laughing to the bank, ha ha, I'm a monster. Sci-fi to the police, no high blah. My mom in your top one, fuck your top five. Disrespect any of my guys, you can get these hands like a high five. My, I'm a real nigga, why would I lie? Touch fresh hardy or ride, and that 40 glide going pop. Alright, Papa Ron said calm down. But if I ever feel disrespected like a raindrop, it's going down. And now I know exactly why they hate my friend. My pockets full like they've been lifting weights, my friend. I fucked a bitch that you took on a date, my friend. She always going like she got no break, my friend. Oh, shawty wanna fuck, I'm like, okay, my friend. Girl, I'm just trying to F like a fucking bag, great, my friend. Oh, then kick you out my house, no, you can't stay, my friend. Sorry, girl, you ain't my friend. You gotta get off my couch. You cannot sit in my house. Girl, you like tigger, so grab your little shit and then bounce. Block you on Twitter like four different times. Shawty, why you got so many accounts? And if money talk like they said, dude, my money got something to announce. How you doing? This is money speaking, not running. If you niggas didn't hear me, niggas lying saying they getting to me when they really not even getting near me. Scam money don't make money. Like, really, dog, do you niggas fear me? Running, can you pull me out your pocket? I don't think these niggas hear me clearly. Oh, my bad. They on hoverboards while I drive past. And when it come to rapping, they can't see me like they eyes bad. Text me if it ain't about money, I don't reply back. Don't get mad cause it say red on your iChat. I be handling business, I don't need no briefcase. And if my bitch start bitching, then she getting replayed. And if a nigga tripping, start to get out his place. All you see on his face is the motherfucking jump man, your face getting stumped, man. Dallas, Texas in the motherfucking building, man. Oh, let go.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we back. We live on the line again. Please, this is www.blogtalkradio.com/speakonit11. Please make sure you call in at 929-477-3686. Tonight's segment, well, you know what? I'm not going to even steal nobody's thunder. Cornell, I want to give you the floor. This is your time, sir. Let me hear what you got.
Well, we got the coon of the week. And the winner slash loser, the coon of the week, I got to give it to Sean McCoy.
But, what did he do?
I think he did an interview with TMZ and was talking. They actually asked him about Kaepernick, and he went to talking about he's not worth the distraction to the team. His performance don't measure up to the distraction he's going to cause. Well, why would he call it a distraction, first off? Oh, I know why he would. But you would think this man did something wrong, to like he was some criminal. And you stopping this man money, you don't even have to answer that question. All you got to say is no comment. You speaking on somebody's money, man. You trying to stop this man from getting paid or something? That's what's wrong with some black people, man. You stick a microphone and they say, and, man, some of the stuff come out of their mouth, it'll amaze you, man. Instead of just...
So you saying part of it is the crap the crab in the in the in the bucket.
That's a bad analogy because, see, hey, man, the crab in the bucket kind, the one getting pulled out of there, he's going to die anyway. You better hope they pull him back down in the bucket.
The crab will die anyway.
Yeah, they pulling him out of the bucket to put him in the hot water.
Losing back.
So maybe the other crab is trying to save him.
Okay, so... The mentality basically is if I can't have nothing, I gotta step on you to have more.
No, it ain't necessarily that. It's in my opinion, it's dudes that maybe you're looking for a job after football, and you buck dancing for the establishment when you can easily just say, I don't want to answer no questions by Colin Kaepernick. They set you up for it when they ask you the question. They're looking for some kind of sound bite out of you. And most of them, they like fish to a shiny object. You stick that microphone in their face, and they're going to bite every time. Instead of just saying, no comment. You know these people trying to set you up to get a good sound bite.
Now, I got to give you a dissenting opinion on this, yeah. And I'm gonna say this. What if what he's saying is true about Colin Kaepernick?
Here's the thing with that. If I know you looking for a job, and I ain't got nothing good to say about you, I'm just not gonna say nothing. Why would I start? Hey, I'm gonna let the other people find out about you. If that's the truth, then it'll show. I'm not going to
in all fairness, Cornell, didn't he walk away from a contract?
Hit that noise, Cap.
From what I heard, it was going to cut him anyway.
What you heard, but it didn't happen. And tell me something. Can I say this? I just want to say something. You're saying LeSean McCoy gets the coon of the day for this because he spoke on it. But that's all we do on Speak On It for the last 3 or 4 weeks. We spoke on this. So now shady shit.
Hey, Leon,
come on, man.
That sounds good.
Ain't no coon
of the day
of the week now.
That sounds good. What you're saying?
Mm-hmm.
But I wouldn't step on nobody who looked like me.
He stepped on his money.
He stepped on his own money when he walked away.
Listen.
Oh, boy. Listen. Mm-hmm. He walked away. But the man said he want to play. So the man said he want to play. Why would I down talk him? If you're not worth it, if your talent don't match that, then it'll show. I don't have to say nothing. But I'm not going to say nothing bad against you, even if I don't like you, to stop you from getting a check.
So would you want him on the team that you're a fan of? Yes or no?
I wouldn't mind him being on the Dolphins.
Okay.
I would love it.
Do you think you think he can help the Dolphins get to the Super Bowl?
I don't think nobody on the Dolphin roster can help them get to the Super Bowl.
Nah, I don't either.
Damn.
Would he be a step in the right direction?
It would be a lateral move. The Dolphins have so much stuff going on to one person ain't sending them over the top.
Okay.
Nah.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Could he back up Brady and take them to the championship? I'm saying put him in Brady's spot. Could he take them to the championship? Are the Patriots still a contender with him at quarterback?
I don't know.
Hey, we don't know.
Hold on now. Matt Castle run 11 games with the Patriots.
Mm-hmm. I'm asking you, can he then? Okay, okay. So we have a blueprint of somebody other than him.
I don't know. Prove to me that he can't be. He can't prove you could be, just like you can't prove he can be. So you speaking with the if.
That's a lot of money to gamble on a quarterback.
If I'd have got them six numbers last night, I'd be a millionaire. We wouldn't even be on the phone right now. So if don't mean nothing.
Okay.
You ain't lying about
So I can't speak on that. I don't know. But I think the man deserves a job in the NFL. I think
the man had a job. The man had a job. Folks keep forgetting that he had a job. Okay.
He's saying
okay.
He willingly walked
okay.
away from his job.
Correct. Okay, so we can't speak on that, but we can speak on the fact that the 49ers may or may not have cut him. Come on, man, we're picking our battles now. We're picking our battles because you just said the 49ers, you heard that
I don't know if that's right or not.
Right. I ain't never heard that one, but I mean, I'm pretty sure it'll go from now. I'm pretty sure it'll take off.
That's what I heard.
Hmm. Gotcha.
I don't know how true that is or not, but that's what I heard.
Well, anybody
but
that knows.
You telling me right now he's not better than the backup quarterback for the Dolphins right now?
For what they're doing, I'm going to say I agree with that.
Is he better than any quarterback on the Jets roster?
And I don't even know what the quarterbacks are on the Jets roster, so I have to say
exactly.
Yeah. Because they're terrible.
His stats say that he is.
See, the thing with Kaepernick, the man threw, 16 touchdowns and 4 picks. But you would say, they wasn't winning games. But
they
wasn't. Get another quarterback. Yeah, exactly. But you got Jay Cutler, who his best years was with Adam Gase, where he threw 21 touchdowns and 11 picks. But they won 7-9. But you'll tell me he had a good year. But he wasn't winning. But he had a good year.
But that's what
the people say now. On all the sports people try to find something to keep this man out.
So you saying the bottom line is Deshaun should not have said nothing.
Hey man.
Nope.
If I ain't got nothing good to say about you, as far as getting a check, I'm not gonna. That's like at my job. You say it's on there and you give me a job, you can hook me up out there. Okay. What I'm saying? I'm gonna go tell the people. No, Cleon ain't shit.
Yeah.
He ain't worth it.
Y'all about to get kicked off the air.
This is
you're
a family
show. Okay. So what if I made you?
You can't make me look bad. I'm doing my job. You ain't gonna whatever you do ain't gonna get me fired.
What if I made your job harder? What if you had to stay later?
You can't
with very
make
little
my
compensation.
Well, you'll get fired.
Gotcha.
Your performance will show. So I don't have to sit up and down your performance.
Anybody that knows Shady knows that. I mean, just listen to the nickname itself. It could mean a whole lot of things. But anybody that knows him knows that he's been very outspoken throughout his entire. I mean, he went at it with Kiko Alonso and called him a bum. You know, I mean, the man is that's who he is. So they got the soundbite they was looking for.
But here's the thing, Cleon. See, this is the thing, man. You got to do whether you believe it or not. This man was trying to bring attention to the unjust killing of a black unarmed black. That's in the interest of all of us.
Uh-huh.
So why would I say anything negative about him in the press as far as him trying to get a job? I'm not gonna do that. But that's just me. Everybody ain't like
you broke it down to the nuts and bolts of it as far as, well, I'm trying to do something for everybody. But, hell, LeSean McCourty asked him to be no martyr for him. He can still, he can protest in his own way.
Exactly.
He can protest
so,
things in his own way.
I ain't saying, listen, you can do whatever you want to do. But if you ain't going to help, get out of the way, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you got something negative to say, first, I'm going to just say, me personally, everybody ain't. You stick that microphone in my face, I know you're looking for a sound bite. So you ask your first question come to me about Kaepernick. He's not on my team. I don't want no comment.
You know what? That's a good point. Why are they even asking him that?
Because he's a black man in the NFL. Because he's a black man in the NFL,
yeah,
and the man's looking for work from any one of the 32 teams.
Exactly.
That's why they asked him that. But
the Buffalo Bills have quarterback issues themselves. So, you know, it's a relevant question to him, because if he would have said anything, in favor of him, the next thing would have been, do you support him coming to your team and battling Tyrod Taylor? But the man said that his talent wasn't up to par with other NFL quarterbacks.
What's wrong with saying no comment? I don't want to answer that.
Right.
If they had a quarterback, maybe he don't want that man. No, maybe he want to let folks know
that he don't want
nowhere on this team.
You're a coach, so I don't know. You got more experience in this than me. I hate that word distraction. You mean to tell me, the fans booing Kaepernick gonna make you lose the game?
No, not at all. The
football field or the basketball court, that should be your sanctuary where everything else is blocked out. I highly doubt if LeSean McCoy in the backfield getting ready to run the ball saying that damn Kaepernick took a knee. I couldn't get an extra rep in because they asked me that question after practice.
Exactly.
That's the biggest fraud in the world, a distraction.
I'm gonna say this.
You shouldn't even be playing.
If the Bills didn't have quarterback issues themselves, the question probably wouldn't have been asked to him. But because that question could have gone one or two ways. He's not getting a fair shake. Okay, well, do you welcome him to the Buffalo Bills? Well, nah, that's up to management. Okay, or the way it went down, which was he said the man's skill set didn't warrant him being on the team.
You a coach, Cleon? Do you believe that?
I do. Honestly, I do. I've said this publicly and privately. Honestly, I do. To me, he's Tim Tebow. To me, he's Tim Tebow.
Tim Tebow.
I do. Yeah, he's Tim. He's a quarterback like Tebow. Yes, honestly, yes.
So Tim Tebow was one pass away from winning the Super Bowl and got to the NFC Championship game. But I know what you're gonna say.
Trent Dilfer won the Super Bowl. I mean, look up his stats in the Super Bowl. He won a Super Bowl. He handed that sucker off.
Now, one of the most respected NFL analysts on ESPN, Ron Jaworski, in the middle of that Kaepernick run, when he went to the Super Bowl, and then the next year he went to the NFC Championship game. This man says Kaepernick could possibly has a potential to be one of the greatest quarterbacks ever played. Now, all of a sudden, he can't play in the NFL. Come on, man.
I mean, guess what? His skills deteriorated from that point. He wasn't in the situation. I compare him to Tebow. Tebow went to the Tebow went to the AFC Championship. The next year, he was out of a job, and Peyton Manning was holding up the trophy.
Listen, you can't even compare that man to Tim Tebow.
I can't.
You can't compare that man to Tim Tebow.
They do.
Come
they
on,
got
man.
The same. They got the same
no, they
skill
don't.
Set.
No, they don't.
They have the.
No, they don't. They
no, have they the. To me, they have the same skill set. They honestly do. That's the person that I compare him with is Tebow.
Look at that. That man ain't never went one for two in a goddamn NFL game.
Okay. Okay.
Come on, man.
I mean, Brett Favre got the most interceptions in NFL history. Come
that,
on, what are you
that,
telling me?
Yeah, I got a bunch of groceries in my refrigerator. What the hell that got to do with you?
What I'm saying is, it happens. You play the position long enough, something bad is going to happen, whether it be
one for two
in the whole game or whatever. Something bad's going to happen.
No. Don't no NFL quarterback go away. And he ain't played a game long enough to go. Come on, man. You can't compare them, man.
So you don't think? I'm not the only person that thinks that his skill set is comparable to Tebow's. You're the first person I've ever heard say. Well, you're the first person I've ever heard say San Francisco was about to cut him. So I mean, we both heard some first tonight.
Now go ahead. What you're getting ready to say? Now you brought Brett Favre. You can't even put them two in the same category.
No, my point was, if you play the position long enough, it's going to happen.
But that would tell
if
Tebow
you play
first
it
year.
Long enough, it's going to happen.
That was his first year, Cleon.
Okay. So that one for Tim Tebow, first year playing football, he's been a quarterback all his life.
Yeah, that was his first year in the NFL. I don't care nothing about that college crap.
So after his first year and taking the Broncos as far as he did, then he was out of a job. Why? Then he had to move to tight end and go to them damn Jets and all that other stuff. Why?
Why? Because the man
why?
Was what he his accuracy was about 40%.
Mm-hmm.
He couldn't throw the ball.
So Cap throws the ball well. So in your opinion, Cap throws the ball well. Where did Cap learn to throw the ball well? At Nevada?
He throws
at Nevada because
he
just handed the ball
Tebow.
Off at Nevada. He just handed the ball off at Nevada.
Tebow. Has Tim Tebow ever led a team to the Super Bowl?
Oh, be careful now. Has Tim Tebow led a team? Where? Tim Tebow, the only thing he hasn't done in football is lead a team to a Super Bowl. He's led a team to a high school. State championships, he led a team to two national championships. Stop it with that two national championship thing.
He was the backup quarterback. Stop it with that. The first year he was the backup quarterback. Chris Leak led that team to the national championship.
That's right.
Okay,
that's right.
Stop it with that.
You're
he
right.
won two national championships
right.
as a quarterback.
He was, okay,
come
he
on,
was, okay, he was on the team.
Don't
okay,
make
so,
me give
so,
you the award next week.
Okay, no, give it to me right now.
Go ahead.
Hold on. He was on the team. Okay, so he was on the team for one. He was on the team for one, right? So he played no part in making the defense better. Okay, I'll give you that one. Okay, so you telling me he played no part in making them better. But the second one, we know exactly what he did.
He was a good college quarterback.
You were talking about things that he won. I was just saying that the only thing he hasn't done is win an NFL.
That's what we're talking about. I ain't asked you nothing about what Tim Tebow did in college.
I'm talking about his body of work. I'm just talking about Tim Tebow's body of work.
His body of work don't mean nothing once you get in the NFL.
Look, I compare that man to Tebow. Now whether y'all come up with a coon of the week for me or whatever, that's
no,
what
I couldn't do that
with.
To you. I couldn't do that.
Nah, man,
to
we ain't gonna
fine.
Make you the coon of the week.
I can't you, do
no,
that.
That's fine.
You got your opinion.
Listen,
you got your opinion.
Because listen, at the end of the day, Carnell, would you have walked away from $11 million? Fire me. Would you have walked away from $11 million?
No, I wouldn't.
Huh?
But
I don't know what the situation was. And like I said,
the situation is he got Dr. Harry Edwards in his ear telling him all kind of foolishness.
You were there? I don't know.
Oh, well, Tommy, I can't divulge some of my sources, but yeah, Harry Edwards talking about him right now. What you talking about? Harry Edwards talking about him right now.
Yeah, I heard that Harry Edwards was saying he don't know if he want to play.
Listen, that's where it all started with. That's where it all started with this stuff.
But like I said, you know what? That man's still a millionaire. And it might be a bigger calling on his life. Football ain't to say all either.
He might be a great actor. This may propel him to being one of the greatest actors. Maybe Jaworski spoke wrong. Instead of saying one of the world's greatest actors, he meant to say that's probably what he meant to say instead of saying quarterback. That's what it is. I can't sit up and say this man.
You gonna tell me this man ain't better than only second string quarterback? I can see he ain't better than is the one in the league.
Okay, is he a starting quarterback in the NFL to you? Is he a starting quarterback?
I think he could start for the Jets. I think he could start for the Jaguars.
For the Dolphins.
I think him and Ryan Tannehill was about the same.
Mm-hmm.
So I got two teams right there, and I ain't even going to say the Dolphins. You gonna tell me he ain't better than Chad Henning or Blake Wood?
Well, that's a whole other story talking about the Jaguars.
No. This the story right here. This ain't no other story. This the story.
Is he better than Bortles?
Yes or no? Or Chad Henning?
Yeah.
So, but according to you, so that just threw your whole argument.
If he can hand the ball off,
to be in the NFL.
No. I said LeSean McCoy said that, but I do agree that his skill set is not making anybody come want to go get him. Hell, for all we know, the Jaguars looking and saying, "Hell, we already got a dud. Why we want to go get another one?"
It could be, but you ain't gonna tell me this man don't deserve to be in the NFL. But you know what? Like I said earlier, with protests, you got to be willing to give up something. And it might have cost him his job.
Well, hey, you just said you wouldn't walk away from that kind of money.
That's me.
You
would or you wouldn't? I wouldn't.
He said he wouldn't.
That's me speaking. That's me speaking from somebody who go to work every day. I can say that, but I don't know what that man got going. So I don't know. I'm speaking from my perspective and my situation.
He overestimated his value at the end of the day, Carnell. He overestimated his value. Right or wrong.
That's possible.
You only walk away from it if you think you're gonna be able to do better, right?
That's possible. I can see that point.
So I can say,
I think he would be better than the quarterback at the Browns. I think he'd be better than the quarterback at the Jaguars. Let me see who else.
You think he's better than Mike Glennon?
Who the hell is that? If Mike Glennon was that good, they would have took the number one quarterback in the draft. They don't believe in Mike Glennon.
He's starting.
Hey, man, listen, I love every minute of this, man. We got to get out of here today. Man, it's been a hell of a show. I want to thank Cleon for calling in. I also want to thank Cornell for this new segment that he got. I ain't gonna even repeat the name of it, but y'all tune
you're,
in.
I can't wait to be on it. I can't wait to be on it next week. Me and Marcus Allen need to be on it next week. Marcus Allen, look at what he said about some of the protest guys.
Oh Lord.
Yeah, he read along with George Foreman. You read along with Foreman.
Oh Lord.
We sick bones.
Before we get out of here tonight, we just want to send some shout outs to everybody. Shout out to C. Davis for all of the text messages and all of the behind the scenes running his mouth.
Hey,
and
you gotta promote that
record,
camping trip. What's up
for
with
the camping
for the record,
trip? I do not condone gambling on anybody at any age, but I just wanted to bring up the disparity between legal gambling and illegal gambling, if you do it online or versus being at the corner store. That is all.
Let them kids play.
For the record.
Let them kids play in peace.
Number two, a big shout out to everybody who graduated from Boyd Addison class of 1992. I'm sorry I didn't get to walk with y'all, seeing I was just told tonight I was supposed to be at BA. I didn't know I was supposed to be at a certain school.
Hey,
I didn't know.
You one of the ones that got a quality education out there.
Oh. Excuse me? I think
you maybe took advantage of it, but you know what it was. Knock it off, man.
Oh.
I went out there for
you could run that ball and shoot that ball, man. Ain't nobody there to govern no grade.
What? Come on, man.
I want y'all to know, before I even said this, comment, I'm actually looking online right here from an article that was written in 2014. Kaepernick resembles Tebow more than Manning. That was written by Forbes, and I'm actually just sitting here reading that. So, you know.
Who was reading that? That's Cleon?
Of course he's closer to Tebow than Manning. Manning one of the greatest quarterbacks to ever play, so they ain't saying that.
Ever play
the game. He could be talking about Archie, man. And I just read the first part.
He's talking about Archie Manning, Peyton Manning, Eli Manning, anybody with a Manning last name, of course he'll be closer to Tebow than them.
Man, I'm looking at the stats, career stats for Tebow and Kaepernick, and they are not anywhere near each other. He's a way better quarterback. I mean.
Oh, boy, I'm so outnumbered on this show. That's all right. Okay.
Yep.
Well,
so outnumbered.
We're going to get on out of here, y'all. Like I said, it's been a wonderful evening. I enjoyed the segment. Cornell, keep it coming. And Cleon, if you keep it up, you're going to be our first live Cornell of the week. So it looks like
talking about Jesus.
That's true. And that note, when we end, let the church say amen. We out of here tonight,
amen.
Y'all. Have a good
Wait a second. I just read this. Joe Montana compared him to Tim Tebow, too, and that was just 2 months ago. Hall of Fame quarterback Joe Montana back Tuesday, whether he's off or not.
One time.
He was
writing off.
Yo, all I need is one mic, one beat, one stage, one nigga front, my face on the front page. Only if I had one gun, one girl and one crib, one God to show me how to do things the sun did. Pure, like a cup of virgin blood, mixed with 151, one sip will make a nigga flip. Writing names on my hollow tips, plotting shit, mad violence, who I'm gonna body, this hood politics acknowledging. Leave bodies chopped up in garbages, seeds watch us, grow up and try to follow us, police watch us, roll up and try knocking us. One knee I duck, could it be my time is up? With my luck, I got up, the cop shot again. Bust stop glass burst, a fiend drops a Heineken. Ricocheting between the spots that I'm hiding in. Blacking out, I shoot back, fuck getting hit. This is my hood, I'm a rep to the death.
depth of it. So everybody come on. Little niggas is grown. Hood rats don't abortion your wound. We need more warriors soon. Sit from the stars, sun and the moon. And it's like a police chase, a street sweepers and coppers. Stick up kids with no conscience, leaving victims with doctors. If you really think you're ready to die, when nine's out, this is what nine's about. Nigga, the time is now.
All I need is one mic. All I need is one mic. All I need is one mic. All I need, niggas. All I need is one mic. All I need is one blunt, one page, and one pen, one prayer. Tell God, forgive me for one sin. Matter of fact, maybe more than one. Look back at all the hatred against me. Fuck all of them. Jesus died at age 33. That's 33 shots from twin Glocks at 16 apiece. That's 32, which means one of my guns was holding 17. 27 hit your crew, 6 went into you. Everybody gotta die sometime. Hope your funeral never get shot up. Bullets tear through the innocent. Nothing is fair. Niggas roll up, shooting from wheelchairs. My heart is racing, tasting revenge in the air. I let this shit slide for too many years, too many times now. I'm strapped with a couple of Macs, too many nines. If y'all niggas really with me, get busy, load up the semis. Do more than just hold it, explode the clip until you empty. There's nothing in our way. They bust, we bust, they rush, we rush. Let's fly and feel it. I feel it in my gut that we take these bitches to war. Lie them down, cause we stronger now, my nigga. This time is now. All I need is one mic. That's all I need, that's all I need. All I need is one mic. All I need is one mic. That's all a nigga needed to do his thing, you know. All I need is one mic.
All I need is one life, one try, one breath. I'm one man. What I stand for, speak for itself. They don't understand or want to see me on top. Too egotistical, talking all that slick shit the same way these bitches do. Wonder what my secret is. Niggas will move on you only if they know what your weaknesses. I have none. Too late to grab guns. I'm blasting because I'm a fool, nigga. Thought I wouldn't have that ass done. Who's you, niggas? What you call an infinite brawl? Eternal souls clashing. World gets deep. Some beef is everlasting. Complete with thick scars. Brothers knifing each other up in prison. Drama, where does it start? You know the block was ill as a youngster. Every night it was like a cop would be killed. Body found in the dumpster, for real a hustler. Purchased my brains, niggas throwing dirt on my name. Jealous cause fiends got they working complain. Bitches left me cause they thought I was finished. Should've knew she wasn't true, she came to me. When a man caught a sentence, diamonds are blinded. I never make the same mistakes. Moving with a change of pace, lighter load. So now the king is straight, swelling my melon. Cause none of these niggas real hurt equal. Telling police how can a kingpin squeal. This is crazy, I'm on the right track. I'm finally found. You need some soul searching. The time is now.
All I need is one mic. One mic. One mic. Yeah. All I need is one mic. One mic. That's all I ever needed in this world. Fuck cash. All I need is one mic. One mic. Fuck the cars. The jewelry. All I need is one mic. One mic. Spread my voice to the whole world.